Our topic for today, kind of take a note of it, is, did you see that? Question mark. Did you see that? You see, many times during our lifetime, we will see something spectacular or something that, you know, caught our attention. As humans, we will ask someone else, you know, total stranger or someone that's close to us, like, do you see that? Maybe it's a shooting star. Or maybe someone just slamming the back of someone's car. You're like, man, did you see that? There's different things that we will see that oftentimes somebody else didn't see it. And we got to relay the information to them. Like, man, you missed it. Did you see that? Well, there's some things in the Bible that people read and they didn't see. Because if you're not studying the Bible and you're just reading the Bible, you will miss a lot of things. We're supposed to study to show ourselves approved. But if we're just glancing through, we won't get through very far. If you really want good results, you have to spend time, which I like to call invest time in your future when you're investing time studying the Word. If you want to be an attorney, you have to study law. So you know the law and you can be an attorney. If you want to be a Christian, you have to study the Word of God. So you know how to be a Christian. Some people just want a quick fix. Oh yeah, I went to church. You know, the pastor waved his hand. Okay, I'm good now for the week. You try going the whole week without eating your fried chicken. You'll be starving. Your tapeworms will let you know real quick. Are you crazy? You better feed me. You got to eat something. Well, our spirit man is hungry for the Word. And if you don't dive in with that expectancy to see what God has to feed your spirit with, you will miss a lot of things. So, but today I'm going to show you some things that might have been overlooked. And we're going to go through some stuff here that I believe will be a blessing. First place we're going to go to is Genesis chapter 6. Genesis, and if you're going to the table of contents trying to find Genesis, spank yourself. Genesis chapter 6. I put a good one on the WhatsApp. I don't know. I forwarded it, but I think it was Sister Erica that put it up there. That says, when you haven't been to church for a while, and you're wondering who killed Goliath or what killed Goliath. And some people are thinking it's COVID. It's David that killed Goliath. All right. Genesis 6, let's start in verse 1. Then the people began to multiply on the earth. And daughters were born to them. The sons of God saw the beautiful woman and took any they wanted as their wives. Then the Lord said, my spirit will not put up with humans for such a long time, for they are only mortal flesh. In the future, their normal lifespan will be no more than 120 years. In those days, and for some time after, giant Nephilites lived on the earth. These are huge beings, right? For whenever the sons of God had intercourse with women, they gave birth to children who became the heroes and famous warriors of ancient times. That's the first thing you got to think about. That what? Fallen angels sleeping with women and creating giants? Yeah, because the angels are not some little tiny little seraphims that people have, the little tiny little angels. No, angels are huge. That's how when angels stand up, people are like, oh, and the angels have to always say, fear not. Don't be afraid. I'm not going to strike you. I'm here to give you a message. But angels are big. So now, because they're being intimate with the woman, they are creating giants. Verse 5. The Lord observed the extent of human wickedness on the earth, and he saw that everything they thought or imagined was consistently and totally evil.